You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
There's snow on the ground, it's cold as hell, it's time for another episode of Nerd Overload.
Your favorite pop and geek culture show.
Yes, that.
Yes, that.
I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
Hey, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, we have a bunch of news, but let's do some things we've been checking out real quick.
I got more than a couple for once. I saw Fantastic Beasts
the other day,
and it was very good.
Oh, excellent.
I'm not a huge fan of the Harry Potter movies. Love the books, but I've never been a fan of the movies. Mm. After reading the books, it seems like a waste of time.
As it generally is.
Yeah. And I don't know. I like my version of the Harry Potter universe that exists in my head better than the one in the movies.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
One of my friends called the movie their favorite episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
Fantastic Beasts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a suitcase that he can go inside, like the TARDIS.
Yeah.
So it is very Doctor Who-esque.
Well, Hermione had that tent that was bigger on the inside.
It's a common trope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and there was that trunk that Mad-Eye Moody was inside that was bigger on the inside.
That's true. And that was owned by a doctor, wasn't it?
Well, it was his trunk, but David Tennant's character was pretending to be
Potatoes, potatoes. That's
yes,
what I mean.
Yes. Anyway.
I mean, it was really good. I loved it. Like, I'm ready for the next one. Johnny Depp was terrible.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, the movie's been out for how long now?
Really?
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. Let's talk a minute for without spoilers, and then we'll jump into spoilers, because I'll probably rent it when it's on DVD, and I don't care about spoilers. I think anyone who was going to go see it has seen it by now. So
okay. All the creatures were cool. Their designs were neat.
The ones that I've seen in trailers and stuff, yeah, they looked really cool.
Niffler was adorable.
I was going to say, Niffler all the way.
The swooping evil was cool. Like his flying yo-yo bird.
Nice.
There's a part where like they're trying to catch this big rhino monster that's running loose.
Mm-hmm.
And Newt does like this weird mating dance thing to entice it back into the case. And it looks like a Jim Carrey routine. Like he's like doing weird motions. It looks like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, that's kind of great.
So you could also call this movie Newt Scamander, Pet Detective.
That's cool. All right. That's cool. Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah. How was the rest of the cast?
Excellent. I mean, everybody was. All the characters were extremely likable.
Oh, good.
Newt's such a nice guy. He's just nice guy Newt.
Well, he is a Hufflepuff.
Hey, some great people are Hufflepuff.
Yeah,
Hufflepuff.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
The other one's dead. Take that, Cedric.
There's a muggle guy they bring with him for the whole movie. He kind of gets tied up in everything that goes on. And you would think like that kind of audience insert character would be annoying, but it was actually pretty cool.
Cool.
The time period, was it the 20s or something?
It was post-World War I, I think is what it was. I've been hearing different reports. Some people have said it's like Great Depression. Some people have said it's like right before the crash, that sort of thing.
I must say, it looks kind of like 1920s-esque kind of flapper times.
Yeah.
From what I've seen in the stuff.
And for all we know, it could, the time period might be changed a little bit just because of...
It's the Wizarding World.
Wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see the Harry Potter universe through the lens of whatever decade it is.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
There's times I wished it was a book just so we could sit in scenes a little bit longer, like, and see the stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, let's go ahead and get in some spoiler stuff, I think. I think we're far enough into it. Yeah, I've heard that Johnny Depp isn't great.
He's only in it for, like, 2 minutes, and he sucks the whole time.
Yeah. I don't understand why they didn't just keep Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Grimwald or whatever. Grindelwald.
Yeah, because
that's the
guy that Colin Farrell plays turns into...
Yeah, that's the thing.
To Johnny Depp.
So why didn't they just make it that guy?
I don't know.
Was he doing his Jack Sparrow voice?
Kind of.
Ugh.
I hear he had a tiny, like, mustache,
yeah,
like in Mordecai.
Dumb, he has a dumb mustache, and he just Johnny Depps it up. It, like, just throws you... Instantly, you're thrown out of the movie, and you're looking at Johnny Depp doing a dumb character.
And this is the Voldemort of these prequel movies.
Yeah.
So he's going to keep popping up over and over again.
It's a little concerning.
Yeah. That's kind of...
Like, the whole movie is just fantastic up to that point, and you're like, oh no.
Womp womp.
He's not good in the way that his character in Tusk was good.
Yeah, yeah.
And Yoga Hosers, which I've not watched yet, but it is on Netflix now.
Oh, it's on Netflix now. Okay. I need to sit and watch that one, I think.
I know it's probably garbage.
Oh,
but
it's
I'm
more
excited.
Than likely going to be, but yeah. So what do you think they're going to do for the second movie? Because this is supposed to be the first in a 5-movie series.
Is it 5 movies?
5 movies.
That's way too many movies.
Yeah. I've heard the theory that it's either going to be Fantastic Beasts 2, 3, 4, 5, or they're going to take the other books. Like there was
Beetle the Bard,
and there was
Quidditch.
The History of Quidditch, and like set it at different points during
History
time.
Of Quidditch would be so cool.
So like
a
have a sports movie with as the backdrop, and you also have like the wizard Grindelwald or whatever going on and everything, and just kind of set it at different points during time. So
that
like the next
really
one
would
be
cool.
Set in like the 50s, like, one like, could be set in the 70s,
like leading up to the point where Dumbledore actually has to fight him.
Yeah, exactly.
They do mention Dumbledore, too. He gets a name drop.
It makes me kind of nervous. Who are they going to get to play...
Young Dumbledore.
Youngledore.
Youngledore. Dungle Young.
That sounds like a wizard name.
Young Dumble, the rapper.
It didn't really leave a whole lot hanging for another Newt Scamander adventure.
So,
like,
for all we know, yeah, they could just go whole new cast and just have... Just a little bit of breadcrumbs between the two the movies,
kind of like a Star Wars story esque, Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, and I think we're gonna see a lot more of that kind of thing, especially if Rogue One works.
They did a good job tying it up, even though you know there's 5 movies coming or whatever.
Yeah,
they tied it up pretty good. The only thing they left hanging was Grindelwald.
Yeah.
Well, I think when they originally made the movie, I don't think the decision to make 5 movies was even finalized yet.
Yeah.
when they made the first Hobbit movie, it was supposed to be 2 movies and not 3.
Yeah.
And probably should have been.
Yeah, because the first movie is
probably could have been one.
Yeah.
It really could have been one, but...
I liked the first Hobbit and then didn't watch the other two.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
There's a little bit of a, like, they leave hanging kind of a love story between Newt and Tina, the female lead.
Oh, yeah.
And it felt like they didn't really earn it.
Oh, you mean Catherine Watterson? Sam Watterson's daughter battling Jack McCoy from Law and Order.
But they didn't feel earned. Like, they spent the whole movie kind of, like, antagonizing. Well, not in... Newt was just a pain in the butt for her the whole time.
Gotcha, yeah.
And, like, suddenly it's like, hey, I kind of like you, maybe. And, like, why? You didn't earn this.
Yeah. How was, like, the depiction of, like, the American part of the Wizarding World?
Very cool. I wish they would have come up with a name other than Magical Congress. It's kind of lazy. It's like the Magical House of Representatives.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Magical President.
There is a Magical President.
Is he called the Magical President?
I think maybe. I don't remember exactly.
Magician in Chief.
They call her Madam President a lot. They might call her Magical President. I don't
That's
remember.
That's dumb.
It's not a good name.
Contact your Magical State Representative. The Magical Clerk of Courts or whatever.
I need a magical notary.
Man, I can't go anywhere. I got to call my magical parole officer.
Magical notary public.
Oh, God.
God, so... That's like that Rick and Morty sketch. Like, you can't put a sci-fi word in front of the name of a car part. It doesn't work that way. Morty.
But it was a great movie, and like even if you don't care about Harry Potter all that much, you probably still enjoy it. It's a solid
it should
film.
Be a fun cool. fantasy film.
Yeah, I've spent even more time behind Final Fantasy 15.
Okay,
and I'm starting to enjoy it.
Okay, good.
It was rough going in the beginning because the battle system is different and weird. It's very actiony.
Is it a lot like Kingdom Hearts?
No.
That's
what I was afraid of, but it really, it's not.
Okay, that's good.
Magic is almost like a grenade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the way the attack works is a lot like a grenade would be in an action game.
Huh, interesting.
There's a lot of blocking at the right time and parrying by hitting buttons at the right time. I mean,
okay.
You got full range of motion. It's an action game wrapped around weird Final Fantasy tropes.
Huh.
And a road trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very much Road Trip Bros. Stand By Me, kind yeah. of. Which, I mean, it even has the song. It has the Florence and the Machine cover of Stand By Me at the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes I don't get the battle system because battles seem hard sometimes when they shouldn't be and too easy other times. Like, mm-hmm. I don't get, like, maybe I'm doing something wrong. I don't know. It's definitely not, you know, select attack or magic. Like, but it's better than 13 was. So,
well, that's good,
that's
at least.
Good.
Yeah.
And, like, the writing is good. The back and forth between the characters is all pretty charming and well-written.
That's good.
Even the character that's supposed to play as annoying, Pronto, like, he's not offensively annoying. Like, you
just
get,
kind of annoying. Yeah.
It's like, okay. That's
he's
who
not,
he is.
He's not gotcha. Titus.
No.
Oh, God.
All the characters have been pretty good. I mean, there are a lot of standard archetypes. Yeah. But,
is
I mean,
is
it
there
works.
The, is there the loud Waka one?
No, there's not a Waka archetype. I guess Prompto is the closest you get. There's Prompto, the guy with the camera and a gun, and he's like a cheery kid mm-hmm. that's kind of annoying. Gladiolus is the big, strong, buff dude with a mullet that fits the big, strong,
yeah,
buff dude archetype.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Ignis is like kind of their butler dude
oh,
that
okay.
drives the car.
Gotcha.
And makes some food when you camp. Like, you don't level up from you have to rest to level up like D&D.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so you accrue EXP, and then when you camp, it applies it all.
Right on. Okay, that makes sense. That's kind of neat.
And then it depends on where you stay. It could modify the amount of EXP you're getting. Like, if you stay in a fancy hotel room, you get double the EXP.
Oh, wow.
If you camp, you don't get as much, but you do get to make food. Ignis, you can pick a meal that Ignis will make.
All right.
There's so many, like, weird little details and side stuff like that you can get lost on the side quests forever and, like, forget about the main story, which I was doing for a while to the detriment of the game.
Really?
Like, I was getting bored, and I realized, well, it's because you're not doing the main story. You're doing these fetch quests and monster hunts. You know, that's not going to be as fun as the main,
as the
story.
Main story.
And then
yeah.
once I got back on the main story, I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of like this now.
Have you tricked out your car?
Yes.
Okay.
My car is navy blue with a white racing stripe and a Cactar sticker
nice.
On the side.
Nice!
I saw the picture you posted online of it. Yeah.
Nice. Cactars are the best.
Which is a fun feature to be yeah. able to trick out your dumb...
Final
Fantasy car.
Now, did you have to go to Sydney, the NPC, yeah. to trick that
Cindy.
Car out? Cindy, okay.
For some reason, in the American version, her name's Cindy, even though in Japan her name's Sydney, which makes more sense.
It makes more sense because it's Sid, and every... Final Fantasy game has to have a Cid in it.
Yeah. Well, there's a Cid, too.
Oh, there
there's
is.
There's a
okay.
Cid, and then there's Sydney, his
okay.
daughter.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Cid improves your weapons if you find the right
parts.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, I don't like her at all.
Yeah, that seems to be the prevailing opinion online.
She's obnoxiously southern, cheery.
Mm-hmm.
And the game is constantly putting various parts of her anatomy in your face.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where it's like, just stop it. Like, this is not doing anything for me. Please stop. It's always like, look at it. And like, don't make me look at it.
Oh, gosh.
And like, I'm okay with cheesecakey stuff.
Oh, sure.
In
yeah.
Games.
Yeah.
Like,
don't get me wrong. I love a good bit of cheesecake. But...
I've owned both Dead or Alive Extreme games. But it doesn't work when you shoehorn it in for no reason and just constantly
just all up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you make a single character whose defining trait is look at these. It's not cool.
Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get that.
At least Tifa had some agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least she fixes their car. I mean, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah.
I like that archetype, like the grease monkey girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, but they blew it.
Yeah.
The pit girl in, what was that game? Monday Night Combat.
Oh, yeah.
She was cool. I liked her. I could get into that, but not...
It's like a kind of like a Winry Full Metal Alchemist
yeah.
kind of thing. Yeah.
I've always been a big fan of Winry,
I know,
too.
Winry. Winry's a gay character. But also, she's like, she actually, you know... had some personality, and it wasn't about her looks or anything. It was about the fact she's a great automail mechanic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's willing to hit Ed with a wrench. just for being Ed.
Oh, is this the one with the ghost robot?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're just so desperate to get you.
Yeah. No, I get it. You don't have to finish that sentence. I understand where you're coming from.
It's she might exist there to try to give the game a serious case of the not gays.
That could very much be it.
Because the rest of the game is
all dudes.
Is pretty boys hanging out.
Yeah. And again, that's probably what it is, but still, that's couldn't they make one of the characters in the party female?
They really should have.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that designs all this? The square characters. He's big into the Kingdom Hearts too. I can't remember his name and it's killing me. He had some stupid reason why.
Yeah.
Something about they wouldn't act the same if there was a girl there, and it's like that's stupid.
Dumb. If they're all super good best friends, they definitely would act the same whether there was a girl there or not.
That's your own baggage, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So
I like his art style though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, oh sure. Yeah.
Belts and zippers. Yep. He's that guy. He's the guy that puts belts and zippers on everything.
Oh, you mean Lulu from Final Fantasy? Was that 10?
Yeah.
10?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking like the old Final Fantasy art guy.
Armano, I think.
Yeah, the one who did all like old Vampire Hunter D art and stuff.
Yeah, I love his art.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a huge like poster of like his old Vampire Hunter D. So good.
I don't know if they've used his stuff since like 10.
Yeah.
But that's what Final Fantasy looks like, you know, to me in my head is his art, not...
Yeah.
The other guys,
not this leather fetish.
I'm gonna look up this guy because it's driving me nuts.
Okay, yeah, look it up. While you're looking that up, Josh, what's your check it outs?
I did a couple of things. Okay. I bought a new video game.
Nice.
It's a game I've been following for a couple years now. It's called The Dwarves.
Okay.
It's a
thematically appropriate.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I figured someone was gonna make a joke.
Yeah.
It's a tactical RPG. It's got like a Diablo-style camera kind of thing going on.
Okay.
With a very physics-based combat system.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can, like, push people off cliffs and stuff.
Nice.
Ooh, it's so satisfying.
I can imagine.
They've been developing it for a while now. It was kickstarted, came out with, like, $30.
Hmm.
The voice acting is great. The gameplay system is amazing. The graphics are a little...
Okay.
Particularly when you get close to people's faces, like their eyes look kind of weird, and sometimes the inside of their mouths look kind of weird.
Well, that's true in real life too.
Well, yes.
you get close enough, eyes and mouths kind of get weird.
You get really up there.
Yeah, you just got to get all up in.
Tetsuya Nomura.
That Nomura, that's the name. Okay.
It's based off of a book series. There's 4 books in the series.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that is.
It's based on that series.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, by the title, you wouldn't be able to tell it. It's a fantasy game.
Yeah.
They went a weird direction with that movie.
They kind of did. Yeah, kind of a departure from the source material. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sometimes I feel like we're only entertaining ourselves.
A little bit.
Sometimes.
Hey. Who's gonna laugh at our jokes if we don't?
True. Yeah, good point.
But it's a lot of fun. The game is almost unforgiving, like difficulty wise.
Sometimes that can be fun though.
Oh yeah, like I got stuck on one part for the better part of like a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got so frustrated, I had to walk away from it.
Oh, that's a sign of a good game.
That happened to me with the new Mario Maker the other day. One of the new levels was like so annoyingly hard that I just put it down.
Shovel Knight. Knight is the game where I get mad and have to walk away.
Oh, did you see the DLC for the new Shovel Knight?
Oh yeah, the Plague Knight.
It's not
Plague Knight. It's Reaper Knight or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Spectre Knight.
It's like a prequel.
It is. Yeah, it's them gathering the Order of No Quarter. That's super great.
But anyway,
I hope you see the Baz again.
But one of the most satisfying things I've done in the game so far is like in the very beginning, there's like a bridge with like just a sea of goblins and orcs coming across it. Mm-hmm. And the one character you're playing does like this rush with his shield. And I push like half the horde off the side of this bridge.
Oh, nice.
Steamrolling through.
Nice, nice, nice.
Oh, it's so good. It's a lot of fun. Other than that, I've been watching a lot of Venture Brothers, and I'm to the point now where I'm seeing stuff I've never seen before.
Oh, that's cool.
I need to catch up with that.
Brock's gone, and
Sergeant Hatred's there.
Yep, yeah. Sergeant Hatred is their new bodyguard.
That's about when I dropped off it, honestly. Yep.
24 is dead, and
mm-hmm.
21's kind of become like general of the henchmen.
He becomes super buff.
Yeah.
Like he kind of goes nuts. He starts talking to the skull of 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, what was something that just happened that was really weird?
Anything Adventure Brothers.
Well, yes. Yes.
Dermot.
Yeah.
Dermot.
Dermot.
Oh, God.
But that's when the two brothers really kind of started really kind of going in opposite directions.
Yeah,
kind of
going their own thing.
Yeah, they kind of became the next generation Brock and Doc.
Yeah. I just watched an episode with one of the failed clones who came back looking like a hunchback, tries to steal Dean's face.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yeah.
I love the one where Dean goes to New York to look at colleges.
I haven't gotten that far yet.
There's a Spider-Man guy.
Oh, yeah?
That shoots webs out of his butt like a real spider. And he's got the same, like, Spider-Man attitude, and he's quippy. And I think he's voiced by Nathan Fillion.
Okay,
Either Nathan Fillion or Nolan North. Yeah. One of the two. I think Nathan Fillion.
I think, was it Fillion? Wasn't he the superhero that Hank became a sidekick to briefly?
Captain Sunshine?
Yeah.
Yes, I just watched the Captain Sunshine episode.
That's a good episode.
That is a good episode. Yeah. Wonder Boy! No!
As he's running back and forth on the news.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, that news team is hilarious.
Yeah, you said
Ghost Robot?
Yeah, you said Ghost Robot, and I immediately was thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, the episode I just watched was where Phantom Limb comes back as Revenge.
Yes.
And he has his Order of Chaos or whatever, and it was a mug, a shoe, a toaster, and two guys from that he's sewn together.
Yeah, that's the two guild guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like talking about how his birthright and whatever, and it's Dean. Dean is the true heir of the Guild of Calamitous Intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time they bring up David Bowie, I just get a little sad again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a little bittersweet.
It is. But God, the show is so good.
It really is.
The writing is on point. Like, I feel like it just goes up and up and up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a show that I think we've said before, I don't mind that it's on a really erratic release schedule.
Oh, yeah. Because they always bring out quality.
Yeah, they make sure it's good.
Yeah. They don't have to rush anything, so they just kind of... They wait until they have a handful that are done and are good, and they release them, and they're always good.
And Adult Swim is cool for understanding that.
I don't think that there is a stinker in the bunch.
No.
Well, maybe that first season, there were maybe a couple that were just kind of
getting their feet wet.
But once season two hits, like, there is not a bad episode in the whole.
It's too bad they don't do Rick and Morty that way.
I know. I agree. I totally agree with you on that.
I'm starting to get kind of burnt out on how... They, like, super merchandise the crap out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you get something gets super popular overnight.
There's a Rick and Morty monopoly, for God's sake.
Well, the problem one, it's Monopoly.
Yeah.
And Monopoly sucks. I don't care who you are. Monopoly's the worst game.
I'll play Monopoly, but it's not... I wouldn't suggest it.
I won't like it.
Yeah, I won't like it.
No, we should do a video of us playing Monopoly because I get, like, legit...
Oh,
like,
man.
Mad.
Samantha hates it, too.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Do you think the money in it's Flurbos?
I would hope so.
Yeah, and chips?
Yeah.
Probably not, though.
But no, Monopoly.
Or
God,
Schmeckles?
Monopoly.
Schmeckles. I would hope it's Schmeckles.
Schmeckles, that would be good. Yeah.
I can't say that.
No, you can't say that.
I was getting ready to say something, but I can't say it.
Nope.
Darn you, Rick and Morty. But I love that show so much, though. Like, you're right, it is... merchandise the crap out of, but I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. I just hope season three is good.
Yeah.
Because this is the last season for it, I think, is what they said.
Really?
Really?
I read somewhere. I could be talking totally out of my butt, but...
I haven't heard that, but you might
be
right.
I thought I heard that they were going to, that this was going to be it because they were just going to... They have a story, and they're going to tell the story through season three and be done.
They're pulling a Gravity Falls is what they're doing.
And you know what? I would prefer that.
Yeah.
I would rather have a show end at the top rather than wait around until it's kind of at the bottom, Adventure Time.
Hey, some of those newer episodes are really good.
Well,
I've heard it's good, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah. See,
That staked storyline was so good.
I need to watch that.
But it doesn't hurt that, you know, Marceline's my favorite character.
Yeah,
so
Marcy's my favorite too.
Yeah.
I wish her Lego Dimensions wasn't a Toys R Us exclusive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
I mean, I'll go to Toys R Us.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
It's not that hard. Yeah. I mean, they moved it closer to us.
Yeah. But still, like, exclusives kind of suck.
They a little bit.
Especially, I hate the exclusive Supergirl that you have to rebuy the whole dang game.
I know. I'm hoping that they'll have the stand and the fig on eBay for relatively cheap
eventually. You can get the limited edition Green Arrow on eBay for, or not eBay, Amazon for like $30.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's kind of
for one Lego
bummer.
Man, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
But if you collect them all, see, I'm happy that they haven't done exclusives for Amiibos yet. When they start doing that, there's going to be a problem. There's no exclusive. You just can't find them anywhere.
Yeah. I have a whole pile of Lego Dimensions I need to sit down and build. Yeah.
I'm still waiting to see what they do with the Switch because
I bet it's not good.
Yeah, because if they make you have to rebuy the game, I'm just not going to. I'll just unload what I have and be content. I'm not gonna.
Dude, Black Friday had so many Lego Dimensions sales.
I'm sure it
ridiculous.
Did.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I picked up the Ghostbusters one that's like $50 and the Sonic expansion.
Nice. Well, I don't really have a check it out. I beat the main campaign in Pokemon, but I think I want to hold off.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I want to hold off until you guys are there or at least really close because there is just enough story and the ending has just enough heft to it that it warrants spoilers.
Huh.
Believe it or not.
Pokemon
wow. Spoilers.
There are spoilers. There are things that happen at the end of the game and post game that would kind of wreck your experience if I tell you about.
Huh.
I will say, no, with no spoilers, if you're playing Pokemon Sun or Moon and you're just about ready to beat the Elite Four, be prepared to sit for at least 40 minutes because that's the ending.
Wow.
Like, there it it goes on for like 100 days. It is incredibly long. Really good, super great animation. Again, I don't want to spoil anything because it's really good, but be prepared.
Team Rocket shows up.
No, unfortunately not.
I thought I was finishing it up, and then it turned out there was another island.
You're on Island 4?
I'm on Pony Island.
Pony Island. There's not much to it. That island kind of gets rushed. It kind of gets rushed in service of finishing up the Aether Foundation stuff.
I got there and I'm like, "Where's the clothing store?" And then like, there wasn't one.
There's not one. have you gotten it any closer to the Aether Foundation stuff? Anything like that?
Yeah, like I know the who. Spoilery.
Okay. All right. Anyway, yeah.
I know who a couple of the characters who've been following you around. I know what their deal is now.
Okay. Yeah, but have you gone to like? Have you gotten the special the box art Pokemon yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well then, I really can't spoil anything then because it also does something really cool in that ties into the ending of the game that kind of blew my mind and I would love to talk about it, but I can't. So, okay.
Maybe next week.
Maybe
not. How far I get. Have you started it yet?
Huh? Yeah, I'm not that far.
Okay.
I need to sit down and really cut into it.
Well,
you
once,
really should because it's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, once we get enough people that have gotten to the end, we might have to like send you out of the room to talk about because there are things that happen that I want to discuss, but I can't.
That's
so,
fine.
Okay.
I understand.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. I mean, it's been kind of quiet around here, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Where's Samantha, by the way?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
It's me, the Christmas creep. Your favorite person, remember? Remember
oh,
me?
No.
Ah,
not the creep. I thought we were done with you.
Never. You're never done with the creep. Yeah.
At least till Christmas is over.
Yes, it's a good thing it's a funny thing you asked about Samantha because I know where she is, believe it or not. Yes.
What have you done, Christmas creep?
Well, I'll tell you, but first you must listen to some Christmas music.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus.
419-562-0404 and online at subcultureoh.com. Guys, we're back. I'm so sorry we had to play another Christmas song. That was I Am Santa Claus by Bob Rivers, parody of Iron Man by Black Sabbath. And the worst part is, as soon as the song finished, in a puff of smoke and tinsel, the creep just poofed out of here.
I mean, there's such a mess.
I know. He just leaves such a mess every time he comes in. Did I tell you he replaced all my beer with eggnog last time?
I don't see a problem with that.
But. Yeah, it was, well, not well, when you're expecting eggnog, it's great. But when you're not...
Surprise eggnog is never good.
It's never good. It's never good.
It's like surprise milk. Have you ever drinking something thinking it was like water and then it's milk?
It's surprise, it's milk.
It's terrible.
It's the worst feeling. I totally agree with that.
Surprise, it's milk. Yeah.
Before he left, he did start screaming about his Twitter account, which he does have... now, I guess.
Yes, he's been harassing both of us.
Yeah, it's at Xmas Creep for real. Faux real.
F-O-R real.
Yeah. So, yeah, he wanted us to mention that before he left. What a real Christmas creep, I tell you.
Plug my Twitter. What a jerk.
I know, right? I know. So, anyway, let's get in some news. PlayStation Experience was it? Experience or Expo? I always forget.
I think it's Experience, but okay. Who cares?
PSX.
Yeah, PSX.
Was last weekend, and we talked a little bit about it, like...
Rumors,
but now we actually have some hard facts that we could talk
about.
Yes,
because it happened.
So, yeah, go ahead and what are some of the things that PlayStation's going to be doing?
A lot of cool stuff. I was most excited about the Crash Bandicoot remaster.
Yeah, that's great.
Super excited about that.
Yeah, because I love the Crash Bandicoot games. They're fantastic.
They were great.
There was a trailer, and it looks good. It looks like Chris Bandicoot. Chris Bandicoot, his brother. he's a CPA.
Yes.
Crash is too edgy for the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks really good. I hope it's good. I am a little bit nervous that it's being done by Vicarious Visions and not Naughty Dog, but
yeah.
I mean...
Do you think Crash's full name is Crashtifer?
Crashtifer. Yes, Crashtifer Bandicoot.
No, it was a nickname he picked up in college.
His name's Steve. Steve Bandicoot.
Junior.
Yeah.
Steve Andrew Bandicoot Jr.
But no, it looks good.
All three games in one package.
All remastered, but cool. With the same sound effects, which is fine.
Yeah. Like, that game has such fantastic music, too.
Oh, I know.
It's, the Devo guy, Mark Mothersbaugh, does all the Crash Bandicoot music, which is why it is so fantastic.
It's good stuff.
Yep. I'll tell you what's weird is, I was at the store the other day, and for the Skylander stuff, they have a Crash in a, what was the bad guy's name?
Cortex.
Cortex. Like, Skylander figures. I'm like...
I kind of want them. I don't give a crap about Skylanders in the least, but I kind of want those figures.
Yeah, they come in like in a 2-pack, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
At least they're not amiibos, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, at least they're not.
A Crash Bandicoot amiibo. That sounds so weird.
It does sound weird. Well, hey, if he would have ended up in Smash, I mean, we could have had one.
Yeah.
Actually, that would have been pretty great.
Crash has that Smash.
Crash and Smash.
You would be good in Smash. He has a unique moveset, a lot of spinning.
I have a feeling if they port Smash, this is totally off the subject of anything, when they port Smash into the Switch, which you know they're going to do, I have a feeling they're probably going to try to add at least a couple more characters to the roster. Yeah.
One can hope.
Yeah. Plus, that's what they're waiting on for the last three Smash amiibos, because it's been over a year since they've done any of those, and we're still waiting on
Bayonetta Cloud,
And a Dragon Boy.
Fire Emblem guy.
Yeah, another Fire Emblem.
I mean, I like that Fire Emblem, but geez, there's too many
Fire
Emblems. There's
way too many. Yeah. Anyway, that's Nintendo. That's not what we're talking about.
Of course, anytime we try to talk about something video game, not Nintendo, and then we go right back to Nintendo.
Loops right back around to Nintendo.
It's your Mario shirt, man.
Yeah. There's a Parappa remaster in the works, too.
Yay.
It's kind of an upscale of the PSP version they re-released not too long ago. They're they're also doing remasters of Patapon and Loco Roco.
Okay.
But Parappa's the cool one. And they released a demo of the remaster of Parappa. I played it. It's just the first two cutscenes in the first level. It looks great. it plays the same. I love Parappa, so it's good.
Oh, cool. That's cool. I've never really played a Parappa game, so...
They're, I played the demo of the original one back on PS1.
They're really good rhythm games and also really unforgiving.
Okay.
They don't give you a whole lot of feedback of when you're doing right or when you're doing wrong, but it's still fun and the art style's fantastic.
Yeah, that flat comic book look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's like three games in the series. There's Parappa, Lammy, and then Parappa 2.
Something like that, yeah, yeah.
Umjam or Lammy was always my favorite. I always liked that a lot better than Parappa. I actually, Parappa 2 is on the PlayStation Network where you can download it and play it. And I did, after playing that demo, I was like, well, I want more. That wasn't enough. So I bought Parappa 2, and the soundtrack is not as good.
Oh, really?
The songs are not nearly as memorable as the ones in the first game are.
Gotcha.
But I'm stoked for that remaster. I'll definitely buy that.
Very cool. Very cool. There was a little bit of news that I'm kind of interested in. There was a rumor that they were going to be announcing another Marvel vs. Capcom fighting game, and they did.
It happened. It's
true. Happened. Yeah, people have been asking, where's Marvel? Well, it's here now, and it's Infinite. It's called Marvel v. Capcom Infinite. And the first trailer showed off four characters. You had the mainstays, Ryu and Iron Man. They've been in almost every... I think they have been in every Marvel vs. Capcom game since the beginning. But then they also brought in Mega Man X, which is the first time we've seen X in one of these fighting games. It's always been either Zero or it's
been Volnut
or it's been classic Mega Man. But that's really exciting. I love Mega Man X. That's great.
I think X is my favorite incarnation of Mega Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Volnut's my favorite, but that's neither here nor there.
Battle Network was always good.
Yeah, that was a cool game series.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't get into them.
It was a cool twist on the franchise.
It was just different enough.
Yeah.
But it was Pokemon. Yeah. Kind of inspired.
Sorta. Yeah, a little bit. But the fourth character was Captain Marvel for DC.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, not that Captain Marvel. No, Captain Marvel for Marvel. And that's great. She looks
the Carol Danvers one.
Yeah, yeah, super great in the trailer. It looks like they're going back to 2v2 team-ups. Marvel v. Capcom 3 had it's like a three-man system.
Like King of Fighters.
Kinda, yeah, but they...
Was it three or was it four?
No, it was three.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because this is four.
This new one is four. Three was the one that...
No, I meant number of people.
Yeah, it was three.
Okay.
Was there like a assist character you
no,
could use?
It was, no. But you could use your other team members as assists.
Ah.
So that's why everyone picked Doctor Strange in that, because he wasn't the best fighter, but his assist was like a full screen laser. So everyone had like Doctor Doom, and he was always like the last one to fight because no one wanted to use him. They always wanted to use like Dante and like a Deadpool and stuff like that first. Anyway, there was another trailer that popped up almost a day later that announced Captain America for the Marvel side and Morgan from
Darkstalkers
for the Capcom side.
Morgan and rules.
Morgan's great. I wish that I have seen some jokes online, and this is like deep fighting game story. In a bunch of the 2D fighting games, they would always update sprites, but for whatever reason,
Morgan's
sprite was never updated. Like, her Darkstalkers sprite was never changed from game to game. Even the SVC, the SNK versus Capcom,
they didn't
and stuff
do
like
it
that.
For that one?
They didn't update them for her for any of those. So I've seen a lot of people joke, and I've even seen some edits of like a 2D sprite of Morgan, like turned at like a 90 or like a 45 degree angle, so it just looks like a sheet of paper as her character intro. Because they're just not going to change it. But
I can't believe they didn't do it for SVC, because everybody got SNK style.
No, that sprite has persisted the longest out of all of them. Even Nanahara, the ninja girl with the bird from SNK side, who doesn't get changed either, very rarely. But yeah, though that's kind of an inside joke kind of thing that no one's going to understand. But I'm excited. I'm excited for Marvel vs. Capcom. I think it's going to be great.
I was like. Kind of, you know, well, that's neat before, but after watching the trailer, like, I'm stoked on it now.
Oh, it's hype. And it's outside of Street Fighter, it is probably the most widely played fighting game in tournament level. Like, Evo always has Marvel vs. Capcom.
At least the time
fights.
Gap between 3 and 4 wasn't as bad as it was between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Oh, very true. Yeah, no kidding there.
How long was that? Like, 15 years?
Something like that. Yeah, it was crazy.
What kind of wacky stunts is Deadpool going to do?
Oh, who knows? I'm wondering what kind of characters are going to show up, because the rumor is we're not going to be seeing any non-MCU owned characters. That means no X-Men, no Deadpool, no Fantastic Four characters.
Then they'd be stuck using stuff like Squirrel Girl just to fill out the roster.
I've heard they're going to put in Gwenpool.
That would be cool.
To fill the Deadpool spot.
Jeez.
I've heard that. And I've heard, like characters like Squirrel Girl and characters like a lot of deep cuts. Like someone mentioned Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck would be rad.
Well, because the previous game had Rocket Raccoon years before Guardians of the Galaxy. No one knew who Rocket was. But I'm excited. It's also kind of going to be interesting to see who the villain for the Marvel side they're going to pull, because they can't use Doctor Doom under this rumor. They can't use Magneto under this rumor. Those are the two big ones.
I was reading something the other day, and they said the rumor, like the villain of the game, is going to be a combination of Sigma and
Ultron.
Maybe Ultron.
Sigma, yeah. Ultron, because, yeah, they...
It's not going to be Galactus, because that was the last game.
That's also tied with Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, the first trailer actually had a little thing, and it looked like a robot sitting in a chair with like a pair of eyes that light up on his head,
and
a pair of chest eyes. And if you look at the outline, the head looks like Ultron and the body looks like Sigma.
Like so, Sigma's like X3 battle armor or whatever.
Yeah,
that would explain why they put X
in there. Yeah, exactly. But that's not going to be coming for at least another year. Right. It's way still in development.
I hope we get a Monster Hunter guy.
I really do too.
That's the rumor.
That is another rumor. Yeah, I'm really hoping we get something like... I hope we get some weird, wacky, off the wall characters like Ace Attorney from 3. Like, that was... Who would have thought to put that character from practically a visual novel into the game as a fighting character?
And maybe we'll get Flat Man.
That would be great.
Put Franziska von Karma from Phoenix Wright, the girl with the whip.
That would be cool. That would be very cool.
Just some real deep Capcom cuts.
Bring back Captain Commando or that robot that was controlled by a baby that was in the Captain Commando game.
Yes.
Or Ginsu the robot ninja, also from Captain Commando. I love that game. Mac the Knife, who was a zombie.
Yeah.
Or no, he was a mummy. He was a mummy with a backwards baseball cap.
Maybe some more Darkstalkers. That'd be nice.
Yeah, Darkstalkers would always be good.
Darkstalkers, but don't make it Donovan. I don't care about Donovan.
I've never liked Donovan. Ever.
No.
BB
no.
Hood.
BB Hood would be a good one.
Heisenko.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. What's his name? The werewolf.
Oh, yeah. John Talbane.
Talbane, who is Bruce Lee, but a werewolf, because he has nunchucks and karate pants. Yeah.
Or,
I'm trying to think of the deepest Capcom cut I can think of.
Yeah.
Other than Captain Commando. Bionic Commando.
Oh,
he would be a good character.
No, he was in 3.
Oh, he was?
He was in 3. Yeah.
Oh, that was around the time.
That his,
was it
his
Hot Dog game. Arm Bionic Commando?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
It was.
I'm talking Captain Rad Spencer Bionic Commando.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. just anything. It's been a while since I played a Capcom game
that wasn't either a Street Fighter or a Mega Man
game.
They haven't made
a whole lot of them.
I know.
Them. Yeah.
They made Dragon's Dogma, which I thought was garbage.
Yeah.
It's like, look, we did an Oblivion.
Yeah, kind of.
And it's kind of like Monster Hunter.
A little bit.
Nah.
Yeah. Flipping over to the other fighting game news, they announced Akuma as the first DLC character for Season 2 of Street Fighter V. And he looks a little different, and he plays a little different. One thing that I noticed that they brought back, again, getting deep into fighting game stuff, in a lot of his earlier iterations, the Alpha series in particular, he had a demon drop where he would actually do a flip in the air, and if you, depending on what input you put in, is either an air grab or a dive kick or something else. And it has been absent from his character for a number of games, and they brought that move back. Like, he was doing, like, barrel roll spins in the air a lot.
They should also put him in dive kick.
Yeah, they should put him in dive kick.
The game dive kick.
That would be great. A game that also featured the Baz. We mentioned the Baz earlier in when we were talking about Shovel Knight. Yeah, Zubaz is in that, too. But no, Akuma looks really good, and
it looks like he's been hanging out with Zoo Lion too much.
Yeah. Well, this takes place after post... Street Fighter 4, where canonically he gave in completely to the dark
Udo. Like
the Dark Hado, the dark side, basically. So this is, he's a more bestial looking kind of character, and that's really cool.
He's kind of got a Blanca thing going on.
Yeah, yeah. And they've also said that the next four characters in this season are, they're either brand new characters or they're brand new to the Street Fighter series, which means they're characters that have been either mentioned or are, have been background characters, but have yet to show up as an actual fighting game character in the game, which again, could be brand new, could be Mike Hagar, which is what, something I've been wanting forever. Yeah,
everybody's always wanted more Mike Hagar.
Yeah, because from Final Fight, they had the other two guys. They had Guy and they had Cody. Why not Hagar? I mean, yeah, he's just Zangief, the wrestler. He's just him.
In overalls and a mustache.
What they could do, they could cop out and get some Saturday Night Slam Master characters in there. Because technically, Mike Hagar being a fighting game character in that means that those characters are in the Street Fighter
expanded universe.
There is a grand expanded universe to the Street Fighter mythos.
There's a lot of Final Fight characters they could stick in there.
There are a ton.
Sodom.
Yeah. Although
he was in
Alpha. Yeah. He was in Alpha.
And Hugo was in Street Fighter V Tekken.
And 4. He was a DLC in 4.
Oh.
But no, I'm just excited to see where that goes. They need to put in an arcade mode. Yeah. They really need to put in an arcade mode.
How hard would that be to do?
Not very. Not very at all. I'm hoping that they put in an arcade mode, and I wouldn't be upset if they did another story mode, if they did a season 2 story mode that featured a little more Ryu and like the Satsui no Hado stuff and the fighting game, like that end, because it was very Bison heavy and very like Guile and Nash and like military side heavy in that first story pack.
And Ryu being the, you know, the mascot of the series.
Practically the mascot. He's practically the Super Mario of Capcom these days. Because it's not Mega Man anymore.
Which makes me sad.
Yeah.
I've always been a big Mega Man fan.
Yeah. Well, that's enough about fighting games for me. So
they announced a sequel to Last of Us that... the extremely popular, very good zombie game. Mushroom Zombie game from a couple years ago. I love that game. I'm really excited for another
Everyone loves that game.
Yeah. I mean,
no one's ever said a bad thing about it.
I didn't like it at first because it's kind of a downer.
Well, yeah. It is a dark
game.
Uh-huh.
But I turned around on it when I got further into it and got more invested in the story, which is very good.
Yeah.
Apparently you play as Ellie more in this one, and Joel kind of takes a backseat, which is cool.
That's cool.
I mean, you play as her a little bit in the original too, but you know, why not take that all up?
Not to the extent that you probably will now.
Yeah. They also announced another Uncharted, which is weird because it was supposed to be Uncharted 4 was supposed to be the end, and it still kind of is because it's not Nathan Drake focused.
Okay, fine.
It's about Chloe Fraser, kind of his just short time girlfriend between what's her name, the blonde lady. I don't know.
I
like Uncharted, but I'm not a huge fan of it. I mean, they're solid games. They're a good Tomb Raider when there's no Tomb Raider to play. Which, with it starring Chloe Fraser, is like, so now it is just Tomb Raider, right?
She
has an English accent and everything too.
Yeah.
So they've come all the way around and now they're just making a Tomb Raider.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Uncharted, we're not Tomb Raider, :
Yes, we are.
Just do a crossover at this point.
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, man.
So what's up with Death Stranding?
Hideo Kojima's big next game. Is it a game? We don't know.
It could just be a movie at this point.
A really weird one.
Yeah, they had that trailer back at
E3
with Norman Reedus.
Kind of blew everybody away.
Yeah.
It was just so weird and so out of left field, you know, and it was what everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, it was
and so they've released a second one with... Mads Mikkelsen, the bad guy from Doctor Strange, not the space one, the one with melty eyes, and
Guillermo del Toro holding a tube with a baby in it.
Yeah.
There
was a tank with a bunch of tentacles coming out of it.
I thought the tentacles were just kind of sitting on it like they were falling off.
I think it was both. I think it was both. I think a tentacle was driving that tank.
It could go either way.
Yeah. Callback.
Yeah, it was actually kind of back when we were talking about the fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Day of the Tentacle sequel.
There we go. Yeah. There it is.
Thanks for asking.
Nice. But it looks just as cool and just as confusing as before.
Which Mads himself said that Kojima explained it to him and he still didn't completely understand what it was about.
That sounds completely unsurprising. Kojima is a mad genius.
Yeah.
He lost his mind in the pachinko mines.
Yeah.
And now it's the scribblings on the wall.
I read some stuff. Apparently, during the last 3 months or so of Metal Gear 5's production, they basically locked him in a room and would not let him talk to his team.
Ah, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's so really awful.
So he got mistreated by, I almost said Capcom, Konami very badly.
Yeah, well, now I'm doing it.
Capnami.
Konami is, they're going to get whatever, what they deserve.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And they announced that new Metal Gear, and nobody was excited.
Nobody, nope. Not a single person.
It looks
person.
Like garbage.
Yeah. They burnt every bridge they had. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody wants anything to do with them anymore. Mm-hmm. I know I don't want to play that game.
No.
Nope.
I'm not giving them any money. Yeah. I said Metal Gear 5 was the last time I will probably give Konami any of my money, and they've continued to give me no reason to.
Yeah. You know, I know there was a lot more stuff at PSX, but we have a lot more different non-game news to talk about and not a whole lot of time to talk about it in. So we're going to kind of table the PSX stuff a little bit for now.
We were pretty much there anyway.
Yeah, we kind of were. DuckTales.
Woo.
There's going to be a DuckTales reboot.
Yeah. New DuckTales cartoon.
On Disney XD.
Do we need another DuckTales cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's been long enough. Let's give the kids some ducks.
Yeah.
Like, there used to be that whole extended duck related universe.
Yeah, that's true.
On TV for the kids, and it hasn't been there for a long time.
If this gets us one step closer to Darkwing Duck, I'm happy.
Yeah, and we don't know that Darkwing Duck won't be a side character in this show. I mean, I can see him doing it.
He could be.
I mean, there was Gizmo Duck who made the jump. Launchpad made the jump.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, Migration.
Migration, yeah.
Emmy Cicerega, who worked on Gravity Falls, she's on this show.
Oh, that's right.
She's storyboarding on the show.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I like her stuff.
I'm stoked for DuckTales.
I mean, the teaser they had for it was literally nothing. It was the DuckTales logo covered in gold coins.
Okay. I hope they don't, like, try to youthen up, like, the
Scrooge.
Yeah.
Or the three kids. Like, don't make them, like...
Four kids.
Don't make them, like, cool teens.
Yeah. Also, don't change the art style too much.
Yeah.
Don't make it look like every other show. Don't give it that CalArts, like, Steven Universe, Adventure Time, Star versus the Forces of Evil look.
Yeah, this is not a show that needs to be stylized.
Yeah.
It needs to look like Disney
Ducks.
Yeah. Although I would take it looking like some of the more recent Mickey Mouse shorts.
Yes, those are fantastic.
Those are great. I love that art style.
Yeah,
that is pretty good.
If you're going to change it, do that.
Yeah, for sure. back to games for a sec. Mario Run.
Super Mario Run.
Yeah.
It's coming out on the 15th.
Yeah, so get on that. And it was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, I guess.
Miyamoto and Reggie.
Yeah. You
know, they were on Fallon showing it off.
And that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm already sold on this game. Just let it come out.
Like, yeah.
I'll give you my $10. By the way, they announced it costs $10 for the full game. It's free to start, $10 to play the whole game.
And if it's good enough, I'll drop $10.
Oh, I definitely will.
Sure. I just think it's cool that Miyamoto, the guy who created Mario, sat and played guitar with the Roots playing the Mario theme song.
Yeah. That's
really
like
cool.
That's one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's like, very, very cool. And Reggie just being a goof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a professional goof.
Reggie Fils-Aimé is the president of the U.S. branch of, or the North American branch.
Yeah, of Nintendo.
Of Nintendo. And he's just a big old meme monster. People just make jokes because he's a goofy dude.
And he leans way into it. Like
he leans way into it. Fun fact, also created the Bacon Lover? No, what was it? The Chicago-style deep dish pizza at Pizza Hut back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an ad executive at Pizza Hut before Nintendo, and he created like a bunch of like the super gorge yourself pizzas.
Oh, jeez.
Which makes sense because Reggie is a large, tall man. who needs a lot of pizza. He's a big, big man.
And now he works for the company where its mascot is an Italian.
Yeah. Yeah. He's he has a brand and he sticks with it. All right. So we have a Spider-Man Homecoming teaser trailer. Yeah, it's about 30 seconds long.
At least they didn't do a countdown before.
That's true. But those 30 or so seconds were pretty great.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah.
First person.
Yeah. The theory is that instead of selling his photos to a newspaper, he's a vlogger.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Update.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm into it. Some people are upset about it, but those are the same people that are upset that we might be getting a Black Mary Jane, and they can all jump off a tall cliff. Yeah. I don't care.
That's hardly a change. It's the same thing.
It's the equivalent. It's the 2016 equivalent to what Stan Lee wrote into the character back in the 60s.
You can't have him running around with like Minolta film cameras.
Yeah, that would just be the worst.
You can't change it. It's like, no, it doesn't make sense unless you change it.
Just change it. It's fine. Just be cool and change it.
As long as he's not fighting crime from MySpace like that one superhero.
Oh, yeah, that whatever that was.
MySpace Tom from MySpace.
No.
Super Tom from MySpace.
I don't know if I could say it on radio.
Oh, yeah, no, I know the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a movie title, Kick-Ass.
Kick-Tush.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. You get Happy Hogan back. You get a little bit of Jon Favreau, which we haven't seen for a while.
It's Iron Man 3.
Yeah, we get a Tony Stark mention. And we get the underarm webbing.
Wings.
Yeah, and that's exciting because it's a oft forgotten bit of the Spider-Man costume, but it really pulls the whole thing together.
I'm super excited about it. I was talking to somebody like I don't know a few weeks ago I think, and I was like, you know, it'd be nice if we could get the webbing back under his arms like we did back in the day.
Yeah, and now we are.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm just excited for a Spider-Man movie that looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Spider-Man movie that might not suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks more positive and more fun and more in that character than the other ones.
It absolutely does. I'm really looking forward to it.
Not that I'm against the Andrew Garfield ones, because I like the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Those were good. They could have been a little more lighthearted. Just a touch. Yeah. They were a little melodramatic. And the Tobey Maguire ones were good for what they were at the time. They're difficult to go back to now. 1 and 3 are kind of difficult to go back to. Not to say that they aren't good or that they don't have their.
Three's not. I know
there are redeeming points to 3.
I didn't mind 3.
The end credits.
I never saw 2 though. I only saw 1 and 3.
2 is really good. 2 is very, very good. Alfred Molina is probably the best Dr. Octopus because he is really what's the word I'm thinking of.
Charismatic?
No. Well, he is
octopusy.
He is nice. Charismatic, yes, but I'm like you feel for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he is a sympathetic villain. He's a very sympathetic villain.
Like Mr. Freeze.
Yes. Chill out. Be cool.
Have you seen that Lego Batman movie set with Mr. Freeze?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
it's pretty cool.
That up. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Okay.
We'll kill the dinosaurs.
The Ice Age.
Cool party.
All right. Okay. We got one last thing, and it is another game thing. Pokemon Go. It's getting an update, right?
Yes.
Maybe.
More news coming on the 12th, but it involves at least 100 new Pokemon.
Which is cool. It's what they need to get people back into the game a little bit.
Gen 2.
Yeah. Gen 2. I love Gen 2.
Yeah. I still pop into Go from time to time.
Every once in a while.
I haven't deleted it off my phone yet.
I still think it's a good game. It's not what everybody wanted, but...
For what it is, it's good.
Yeah. They were never going to make the game that everybody wanted because it's impossible.
Well, what everyone wanted were real, live, living Pokemon.
Yeah.
And there's no way that would ever happen.
It didn't help that trailer they made.
At least not right now.
Yeah, that trailer they made it seem like Pokemon was going to be real.
Yeah.
No.
Your phone is going to give birth to real, live, actual Pokemon that you're going to love like actual living pets. No, it was never going to be that.
Hey, Pokemon aren't pets. They're our friends.
No, they are tools for battling.
It is about time that they put battles and trading in it, though. Jeez.
That would be trading. I'm waiting for trading, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, that's about it for news. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
Oh, no.
Email. You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com. Samantha's not here to say the email, but that is it. Staff@nerdoverload.com.
Trapped off in the Christmas Creeps jingle jail.
Yeah.
You can.
How did you know the name?
It's a pretty easy guess.
The jingle jail.
Are the bars candy canes?
But of course.
I figured. You can follow us on Twitter @nerd_overload. You can also follow the Christmas Creep if you want to do that to yourself at
Xmas Creep for real. I'll menace you. Just like the people here in this room. Christmas Creep.
And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, to get the latest podcasts and any videos we produce.
When we get to them, yeah. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher, so you can give us a subscribe and a like over there if you would like to do that. And I think that's it. So, again, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Pizza out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.